When he talks about impeachment, Senator Thune doesn't condemn the president's actions, and he doesn't jump to defend those actions either.
As I look at it, obviously I'm listening to what South Dakotans have to say, but as I've looked at the fact pattern too, I think you can argue about, you know, whether or not the judgment the president exercised was appropriate. But I think you can. It's pretty hard, in my view, to see a case where you would argue that this would be an impeachable offense. I don't think it reaches that level based on what I've seen so far.
But how does Thune answer his own question about the president's judgment? Does Thune think the president acted appropriately?
That's not probably a question that we're going to pass judgment on. The question we have to decide in the Senate is it an impeachable offense that would would necessitate removing the president from office. I just don't think it reaches that threshold.
And Thune deflected a question about whether he'd like the Senate to call witnesses during an impeachment trial.
You know, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. I think it's going to be whatever 51 senators decide at some point. We have a constitutional responsibility if they bring him over to deal with it. And we'll hear the arguments from both sides, both from the House managers and then from the president and his defense. But then what happens after that is going to be a function of what 51 senators decide to do.
Thune ranks second in the Senate leadership behind Mitch McConnell, who is waiting for Speaker Pelosi to send over the two articles of impeachment that the House passed in December. A two-thirds vote of the Senate is required to convict and remove the president from office. For SDPB, I'm Seth Tupper in Rapid City.